Louise, Texas, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. The man that's on there, his name is Ted.
Ted Bell, ma'am.
Yes. I'm from Louise, Texas, and I'm like
You got
Bill.
Cable?
You do got, what?
You got cable, right?
No, I do not. I have a satellite. But I
You have a satellite, or do you have a satellite dish?
Dish. I have a DSS. Okay.
How did you get that?
How? I bought it.
Well, forgive me, you live in Texas?
Yes.
Do you live in a home or an apartment, or how does that work?
I live in a home in the country, and we do not have cable.
Hmm.
But the people that
That's unusual for Phil's listeners. They usually live in apartments.
I live in a $125,000 house, but the cable company in the town that lives close to me wouldn't run a line because there's not enough people. Okay, so I got a satellite.
You got a satellite or a satellite dish?
She got a satellite dish.
Well, she keeps saying she has a satellite.
I know, but she means satellite dish. Okay, ma'am.
My problem with you is you think because you can afford it, everybody else can. I was lucky I could, but there are people in this world that can't afford everything they want.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep putting your rear end in the hands of the cable companies? You're going to grow up there.
No, just like you said, put your balls in their hands.
That's right.
Okay, but some people aren't fortunate enough to be able to afford a dish.
I know that, ma'am.
Okay.
I agree with you. I know that.
They not only are watching for the millionaire show, they're all, myself, I happen to like the news staff that Channel 13 out of Houston has, and that's the ABC channel.
Well, a lot of these people that live in trailers, they want to watch that Who Could Get to Be a Millionaire deal, right?
Correct, but that's not the only reason. There's soap operas that they watch on that channel.
No. The only reason why they watch ABCs for that Who Wants to Be the next
millionaire.
No, women
like soap operas. I'm a woman. I ought to know.
Well, they got soap operas on CBS and on NBC,
sure do,
too.
They
yeah.
They also have the some of them like the ones on the ABC channel. I particularly like the news staff on the ABC channel.
Are you sure you can afford an SA-44 dish?
A what?
You got a satellite dish?
I have a DSS.
How did you afford that?
Because I work for a living. That's how I
well,
can
no,
afford
I,
it.
Well, no, I don't doubt that you work for a living, but you make enough income to get a dish?
I live outside town in the country.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but... Is the home you're in right now, it's cable-ready or satellite-ready?
Neither. I got the DSA so I could get more channels.
Is your home made out of wood or metal?
My house is brick.
It is a brick house, Phil.
I knew it was a brick house. What are you asking?
I thought it was a metal home.
I don't live in a trailer, no.
All right, so there's no mud or anything? What I'm trying to get to, dear, is your home constructed at all with mud or adobe?
Is what?
Is your home constructed at all utilizing mud, twigs, or adobe, or anything like that?
Brick. Brick and wood and concrete.
And no mud or adobe, correct?
No mud or adobe, no. It's a brick house, right?
Brick. $125,000 brick house.
Now, are you married, dear?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right, so you have a combined income. Does your husband work in the oil fields?
I do.
It's not, in other words, it's not made of old tires. You see,
what are you asking this woman, okay? What are you asking her?
I'm trying to determine how a woman, can we put her on hold for a minute?
Ma'am, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a truck driver, so I can afford anything I want.
All right, dear. Hold the line for. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back with you.
Okay. I'm on a mobile.
All right. You just stick there. Hold on.
Is she on hold?
Yes.
How can this? You listen to this broad. She sounds like she makes about 15 cents an hour. Ask her how much she makes.
I'm not going to be disrespectful to her. She says she's a truck driver. Okay.
She doesn't sound like she makes any money. I bet she works at a Stop and Go or something. Ask her.
Okay, ma'am, you're back on the air. Hello?
Yes, I am, and I'm driving down the highway, and I work in the oil field. I haul oil field equipment in my pickup, and no, I don't make 15 cents an hour.
I thought you said you were...
I make My paycheck last week was $1,800.
I thought you said she was on hold.
I thought
and
she
this
was.
This week it's going to be $2,000. So don't tell me I got the brains of a damn waitress.
Wait a second.
I happen to be college educated, and I choose to be a truck driver because I like to travel, and I'm making more money than any other woman that works as a secretary unless she's screwing the damn boss.
Ma'am, I never said anything about you making 15 cents an hour.
You damn sure did, because he did not have me on hold.
Second,
but, ma'am, you're right, he did. He was on hold.
You are done got me hot now, ma'am.
Henry, I'm going to kill you for making me look like an ass in front of this lady, okay?
Yeah, well, you did when you started spouting off about people not being able to afford a satellite being on cable.
Wait a
second. I bet you were on cable before you got a satellite.
The host of the show assured me that you were on hold.
Well, I thought that she was.
You're making me look like a fool?
I do not make 15 cents an hour. I turned in tickets while ago at my boss's office that were $1,800 for
right.
the last week.
Ma'am, I'm just a brief 10-second hold. I'll be right back to you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Ted, you need to come back and apologize to this lady.
This white trash? Are we sure we are on hold?
Yes.
You're sure we're on hold?
Yes.
This white trash... with her 1800 blah, 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 blah. It's bull crap. I guarantee you she's lying.
Ted,
you
she's...
You want me to send you my check
Wait a second.
Stub?
You said she was on hold, for Christ's
you
sake.
I'm sorry.
You want me to send you my goddamn check stub? Don't call me white trash.
No, wait a second.
I
you said...
probably buy your ass.
I never said anything of the sort, man. I can assure you...
You
sure
did, and this guy, Bill, is
yes,
a witness to it.
I saw
so
it.
So you are... caught, mister.
Yes, you are caught, and you did say it, Ted. I told you to apologize.
You assured me we were on hold.
I thought we were. I got an engineer here. I got a producer.
How dare you, Henry? You stabbed me in the back. Ma'am? Ma'am?
What?
I
hope I can get him to give me your address. My husband will call your ass and call you, probably get you to come out and meet him.
Well, now, wait a second. I think you misheard me. I didn't say
no,
white trash.
You call me white trash. And I am not.
Well, I don't believe
I'm a mother of three. I work 7 days a week. I'm on call 24 hours a day. I work for Acme Truck Lines. You can call them and ask them and see if I don't work my ass off.
Well,
I probably work more hours than you do.
But I never said anything.
Poor white trash. You may not have said the poor, but you called me white trash.
You did, Ted, and I
and
heard
I
it.
I am not white trash.
Yes, ma'am, and you know what?
I have been married, and I have three kids.
Yes.
I have four grandkids.
Absolutely.
And I take care of my business.
Ma'am, I want to get him to apologize to you.
Well, he's done beyond that. He's
hold
not going to apologize.
Hold on for a second, okay? Let me just...
You're sure she's on hold?
I'm going to put this lady on hold so you don't offend her again. So hold on for just a moment, ma'am.
Twice he did that.
Are you sure she's on hold?
Yes.
Why can't you back me up just once? Look, if she's a truck driver, I'm Tinkerbell, okay? Now,
Ted, she's a truck driver. She says she's a truck driver. She lives in Texas.
Oh, come on. She's one of the Judds. Looks like she's inbred, probably. Now, look.
Ted, are you kidding me, man? Now, you're going to apologize to her.
All right, I'll pretend like I'm sorry.
Put her back on. Ma'am?
Yes?
Here's Ted.
Ma'am?
What?
Ted Bell here.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Try a little harder.
I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, well, mean it from the heart. Don't just say the words.
You know what you...
Because I am a truck driver. Would you like me to give you the 800 number to Acme Truck Line in Victoria, Texas? That's where I work out of.
No, that won't be...
I drive a 1994 double cab pickup, and I haul oil fill equipment.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Could you hear what I was saying when we were on hold that time?
Truth or you want me to lie to you?
Truth.
Yes, I could.
Henry, you...
I thought we were on hold.
God
well,
damn.
Your engineer ain't worth a damn.
well, we know that.
That's three times I done heard what
yeah,
this man said.
That's right, ma'am.
I am not...
Apologize
I mean,
to her, Ted.
I'll give you my address.
What am I supposed to apologize for?
Apologize to the
you
lady. She heard
me
it.
You called me a white trash, and I am not.
Say
I
you're sorry. Say you're sorry,
kids
Ted.
And four grandkids.
Say you're sorry, Ted.
All right, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Say it good, okay? Say it like you mean it, like the lady said.
I cannot believe this.
What did I do, ma'am? Oh, Henry brought me on this show to talk about cable. I don't have cable.
Okay.
I got a dish.
You should have told him right off the start.
I did.
He knew nothing about it and that you were getting off. But no, you stayed on and you took. He put you and me on.
Right.
And I gave you my view and then you call me white trash.
That's
you
right.
You call me a Tinker Bell. You call me a 15-cent-an-hour waitress or a stop-and-go. That's
ma'am,
what it was, a stop-and-go waitress.
I think you misheard me.
No,
sir, she didn't.
I've got a witness.
She didn't mishear you. I
and
heard
I
it, too.
And he's got it on tape, too.
Say you're sorry.
If you want me to get a lawyer, I'll get him. I'll get Bill in trouble.
No, not a lawyer.
Yeah, well.
Look, okay, I'm sorry. I said you sounded a little. You're a little hanky, but you're still... I'm sorry.
I'm college educated,
You're fine. I didn't mean to call you white trash. What I meant to say was honky. But I don't even mean that.
I'm white. I sure as hell am. I'm a 50-year-old white Caucasian woman. And a lady at that.
Oh, you're white.
Yes,
okay. Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
I couldn't tell if you're white or not.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Yeah.